أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت قدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين. In the previous ayats we read of the adab of the people of Jahannam, how what humiliating punishments they will go. Further, another aspect of their punishment will be وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا or كَهِنْغِ وُلُوكْ جُو مُنْكِرْ هَي. The non-believers, the inmates of Jahannam will say رَبَّنَا أَرِنَا الَّذِينَ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. اے رب ہمارا ہم کو دکھلا دے وہ دونوں جنہوں نے ہم کو بہکایا جن ہے اور جو آدمی ہے. Oh Allah, show us those people who had misled us in this world, those from amongst the jinn and from those amongst from the humans. That is all those people who were in leadership roles and who had misled us and made us believe in the wrong things. Those people who are making propaganda against Islam and turning the people's minds against Islam, etc. All these leaders who are against Islam and who are the enemies of Islam, their own followers will say to Allah in Jahannam that, oh Allah, show us where are these people. نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ قَدَامِنَا کہ ڈالے ہم ان کو اپنے پاؤں کے نیچے. So that we can throw them under our feet. لِيَكُونَا مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ کہ وہ رہے سب سے نیچے. And so that we can crush them, trample them, and that they could be openly humiliated and disgraced. They are the ones who led us to this wrong and to this terrible place of Jahannam. And we wish to take revenge from them. We ourselves want to crush them. So there will be so much of hatred between the leaders and the followers also in Jahannam. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah explains how they will be blaming one another. And so yeah, the lesson for us is to learn and see who we are following. That are we following the right people? Otherwise, we just blind following of people can lead us to these terrible consequences, and then there we will suffer for it. And no matter how much we have enmity and hatred for one another, that is not going to help us at all. That was the condition of the non-believers. However, the believers, they will have great enjoyment. And so Allah explains their enjoyment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ تحقیق جنہوں نے کہا رب ہمارا اللہ ہے. However, those people who had understood and said that Allah is our Rabb and they believed in Allah Ta'ala properly, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا پھر اسی پر قائم رہے, and then they remained firm on that belief of the oneness, the tawheed of Allah. Allah is the doer of everything and it is only Allah that we must please. And this istiqamat is not so easy. Al-istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. Many people look forward to a lot of miracles, but millions of miracles are nothing in front of remaining steadfast on deen. That is not to be like a weathercock. One day we're making all our namazes and we appear very, very pious. The next day we're not making one namaz also. The one day that we are in public, we see we are very pious. But when we go home in our own private life, then we are completely opposite. When we are with, for example, yeah, with the people in the masjid, then yeah, we are pious doing everything. But when we are in with our friends, in our businesses, etc., then we have our dressing is also different. Our attitude is also different. So it shouldn't be like that. Istiqamat, that at all times a person remains firm and steadfast. For such people, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ ان پر اترتے ہیں فرشتے. Farishtas descend and come upon such people. For all the people, there will be three times when farishtas will come to them. One is at the time of maut, one is on the day of qiyamah, and at the time of entering Jannat or Jahannam, the farishtas will be there with them and guiding them and directing them to their different places. Every human being has got two farishtas, angels with him, kiram and katibin, who change their shifts regularly morning and evening, who record all their deeds. Then there are for all people also angels, that له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه whom Allah appointed these farishtas as our security personnel who look after a person. Otherwise there are thousands and millions sources of our death every moment that are against us. It is these malaika who are protecting us. And also then for the righteous and the pious, these malaika come and guide them towards goodness. Every person must have felt those occasions when he became very keen to do some good deed. And he was surprised himself that I don't usually do this good deed. How come I'm doing it? It was the farishta who had come down to him and put it in his heart. And these farishta, these angels help a person also in the world. There are various occasions when a person is found helpless, there is nobody, and suddenly he sees somebody coming out of the blue and helping him. Many cases it is the malaika, the angels who come and help a person. And further for the righteous and pious, they will not only come to them, but they tell them, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu, ke tum mat daro aur na gham khao. Do not have any fear of what is going to happen in the future. You don't know the road in front, but you don't have fear. You have itminan. We are with you and we will guide you. And do not fear, do not grieve of anything of the past. Whatever is in the past, do not grieve, do not brood about it. Be positive, walk in front. We are here with you, we will guide you. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ اور خوش خبری سنو اس بہشت کی جس کا تم سے وعدہ تھا. And also take the glad tidings and the good news of those gardens and jannat which you have been promised. They are coming in front, go forward. What happiness and joy. A person who has got yaqeen on iman, on Quran and hadith, and makes his life according to that, that person hears this with the ears of his heart, and he sees this great enjoyment that he's being led to. That person is in Jannat in this world already, with all that great enjoyments. A person whose iman is weak, that person doesn't get this enjoyment. A person who has got no iman, that person doesn't get this enjoyment. A person who has got that iman, but his amal do not correspond to that. He has got bad amal, he has got fear what is going to happen. But a person who has got that iman and a strong iman, and his amal also correspond, he hears the sound of great, great glad tidings of going to Jannat. Further they say to the people, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. ہم ہے تمہارے رفیق دنیا میں. We were your friends in dunya. And here again, that same thing, that your company, if your company is the malaika, what do you have to got to worry? They will encourage you towards good. They will protect you. They will be with you all the time. And on the other hand, as in the previous ayats we read, if a person's company is bad, they will guide a person to evil and disaster all the time. So it is very important that we build our iman, and then we have this, and we have this istiqamat, steadfastness. Malaika our company wherever we are. And there are many cases on record where malaika was seen with a person when he enters his house, he leaves his house. When he gets onto his bed, he gets off his bed, malaika are there with him. And one great source of that is zikrullah also. When a person is constant and regular with his zikr, malaika with him wherever he is all the time. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ or آخِرَةِ, and in the آخِرَةِ also they will be with you. In this dunya also they are with you, in the آخِرَةِ as well. And in the آخِرَةِ in Jannat, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, اور تمہارے لئے وہاں ہے جو چاہے جی تمہارا. Whatever you will desire, you will get there. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, اور تمہارے لئے وہاں ہے جو کچھ مانگو. And whatever you will ask, whether it is just a desire in the heart, it will come forward and be presented to you. Whether you actually verbally ask for it, it will be presented. So we shouldn't be fooled by this dunya. Whatever it is, the drinks of this dunya, the food of this dunya, the mansions and palaces of this dunya, the woman of this dunya. We should think of akhirat, where a person will get just what he wants to. And there will be no illnesses there. There will be no accidents there. There will be no ill feelings between people there. There will be no jealousy there. There you don't have to hide your wealth from the thieves and crooks. There will be no thieves and crooks. It is forever. Just the short while of this dunya, and dunya's whole life compared to one day of the akhirat is only about 2 minutes. So just make sabr for this 2 minutes and get that eternal and everlasting joy, enjoyment of the akhirah. And all this Allah Ta'ala declares, Nuzulam min ghafoorir raheem. Mehmani hai us bakhshne wale meherban ki taraf se. This is all entertainment and the hosting of Allah Ta'ala, who is ghafoor, who has forgiven all your gunas. Allah doesn't keep it in his heart also that you are the one who did this, who did that. You are totally forgiven. And not only forgiven, Allah showers his great mercies, opens his huge, huge gates of mercy upon you. And according to that, what won't be the entertainment of Allah Ta'ala? Yeah, in this world, if a person is a kind, generous person who has got a very good personality and he hosts you, he makes you feel so comfortable, he makes you feel so honorable. Allahu Akbar, Allah who is the greatest, how won't Allah make a person feel honorable, great, and what enjoyment won't Allah give to him? So yeah, there is great encouragement. And the main point here in these ayat that Allah has pointed out is istiqamat. To be steadfast, not to be like a weathercock, not to be one day like the malaika envy us, and the next day that shaitan wonders who is this person, my leader, that this person is even my leader, how he has gone. That our public life and private life must not be different. We must be always, whether we are at home, whether we are traveling, whether we are on holiday, wherever we are, but we have got this istiqamat. On that are these great, great promises of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.